Everyone, John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.
The Thumb's flagship for news, weather, and information. FM 94.1 WHST Pigeon and 1340 AM WLEW Bad Axe.
In Huron County, the arraignment of Rebecca Sue Smith is on hold. The defense has successfully motioned for a forensic psychological evaluation to determine criminal responsibility, a move the prosecution did not object to. This is a deliberate strategy delay by the defense, grounded in the defendant's recent history at a mental institution where her medication was altered shortly before the alleged offenses. While a not guilty plea was entered pro forma to satisfy court procedure, the case's trajectory is now dictated entirely by the forthcoming psychological report, rendering all other legal proceedings, including bond and pretrial scheduling, secondary to this central question of the defendant's mental state at the time of the incident. In other court cases, the case pivoted from arraignment to resolution through a structured no-contest plea. Annette Marie Thayer pleaded to felony false pretenses, $1,000 to $20,000, under a negotiated one-year delayed sentence with restitution and other terms as conditions. If successfully completed, the conviction will be entered as false pretenses, $200 to $1,000. Reduced severity, the court verified voluntariness, acknowledged a no-contact order, accepted a police report as factual basis, and continuing a $5,000 10% bond. The leverage is clear. Prosecutors secure restitution and accountability. The defense secures a path to a lower conviction. The court ensures procedural integrity with explicit advisements and deadlines. The one risk variable is administrative precision around the sentencing date, May 4th, 2026, at 9 a.m. We'll be back after this AVS Broadband sponsor message with more news.
At AVS Broadband, we're celebrating 30 years of connection because your internet isn't just a service. It's how life keeps moving forward. From the early days of dial-up to today's fast, reliable fiber network, we've helped families and businesses stay online through every stage of life. And because we're local, we understand the communities we serve. We're proud to be part of the neighborhoods, schools, and businesses that make the Thumb region special. We're always improving our network so your connection stays fast, secure, and dependable today and into the future. And when you need help, our hometown support team is available 24/7 with friendly technical assistance you can count on. Our 30-year celebration continues all year long. Follow us on Facebook to be part of the fun. To see available plans, visit avsbroadband.com/internet or call 888-282-4932. AVS Broadband, your trusted connection since 1996.
Our sister company, Pigeon Telephone, is hiring a locator technician. Learn more and apply at avci.net/careers.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. The legal process has been formally initiated for Richard Johnny Allen, who faces two felony charges related to illegal possession of a firearm and ammunition. The arraignment served its procedural function. The defendant, presented by counsel, acknowledged the charges and entered a plea of not guilty. The prosecution confirmed there is no plea offer on the table at this stage, signaling a standard adversarial start to the case. A 30-day adjournment was granted to allow for pretrial preparation, with the next court date now locked in.
Who says vaping is safer than cigarettes? Science does not support that belief. Vapes can contain a variety of chemicals, flavoring agents, cancer-causing elements, and other harmful substances. High levels of nicotine in some vapes can be more likely to lead to addiction, and chemical ingredients are not always listed accurately on vaping packages. Vaping can also damage your DNA, your heart, your lungs, and even your smile. Enough with the puff. Learn more at ul.org/vaping.
For the complete news stories, obituaries, weather, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by AVS Broadband and the AVS Tech Team, proudly serving the Thumb region. Switch to better internet from your local provider, AVS Broadband, and look to the Tech Team for friendly, competent tech support at your home or business.